When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Who doesn't love a piano? And who doesn't love a piano when it's sung about by the wonderful Judy Garland? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Now, if I knew what the key to a successful Broadway musical was, I'd be a multimillionaire. But Irving Berlin suggested in that 1915 song that there might be 88 keys to the success of a Broadway musical. And today we're going to celebrate the piano. Yes, I love a piano, you love a piano, we all love a piano, and that is today's topic. So the piano is essential to the Broadway musical because, first off, many of the great composers, of course, learn their craft on the piano. And many of them started as rehearsal pianists or song pluggers or accompanists and eventually made their way to the Great White Way as composers of full scores. And there are many Broadway musicals that feature piano players as major characters. So that's going to be our tour today. We're going to go up and down the keyboard, as it were, of the history of the Broadway musical and celebrate those great maestros of the keys. Well, when it came to composers of Broadway musicals, I think it's pretty much asserted that the greatest piano player of all of them was, of course, George Gershwin. And George Gershwin started his career as what they used to call a song plugger, somebody who could take a very banal melody on Tin Pan Alley and transform it by arranging it and creating harmonies and chords to make it into a spectacular hit. He, of course, became the major composer of the 1920s with Rhapsody in Blue and also great shows on Broadway like Lady Be Good and Treasure Girl, many other things. And by 1932, he had his own radio show, which was called the Fleischman Hour. And the Fleischman family is a major family out here on the East End. So let's hear George himself talk on the Fleischman Hour and segue into one of his own great creations, which he's playing himself on the piano. Take it away, Mr. Gershwin.
I don't see any good reason why we should be concentrating on my tunes to the exclusion of all else. And on future programs, we're going to play some music of contemporary composers. For instance, on Friday, we'll play the prize-winning composition of Rube Bloom's Song of the Bayou. But right now, I want to play for you a composition of mine that brings up the pleasantest memories. It's I Got Rhythm from a show called Girl Crazy. Maybe you saw it a few seasons ago. Again, I had the pleasure of working with my brother Ira, who supplied the lyrics. Anyway, let's try it. Thank you.
Well, who could ask for anything more than the titanic 10 fingers of George Gershwin? Other composers may not have been gifted as Gershwin, but were pretty adept at working piano music into their own plays and musicals, and the greatest of those, I would say, is Noel Coward from Across the Pond, of course, in England. He was a composer, an actor, a playwright, and skillfully wove all those skills together into the 1930 production of Private Lives on the West End. So here is a very rare recording, even though it's not a musical. You have two great musical talents, Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence, from the second act of Private Lives, where we'll get to hear Coward play the piano himself and string some wonderful tunes through together with his own dialogue from Private Lives.
I'm awfully glad we decided not to go out tonight.
Or last night.
Or the night before.
There's absolutely no reason to, and we're so cozy here.
Exactly.
It is nice, isn't it, Elliot?
Yes, but it's an awfully bad reflection on our characters. I think we ought to be absolutely tortured with conscience.
We are, every now and then.
Darling.
I never realized that you cared for me. I never realized that such a thing could be. And when you went away, then I was sad because, for then I realized what a fool I was.
Darling, you look so sweet in your little dressing gown.
It is pretty ravishing, isn't it?
Do you mind if I come round and kiss you?
A pleasure, Lady Agatha.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Big romantic stuff, this, darling. Young always, if you could choose?
No, I don't think so. Not if it meant having those awful bull's glands popped into me.
Cows for you, you dear, bulls for me.
We certainly live in a marvelous age. Must be so horrible for the poor animals being experimented on.
Not when the experiments are successful. Why, in Vienna, I believe, you can see whole lines of decrepit old rats carrying on like the tiller girls.
Oh, darling.
You remember this one?
Right.
When one is lonely, the days are long.
Oh, of course.
Time is so fleet. Why shouldn't we meet? Each night I sing you a lover song. It's incomplete, my sweet, my sweet.
Someday I'll find you, moonlight behind you.
I'll find you.
Ah, the talents of Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence. Well, the West End was such a wonderful scene for musical theater in the 1920s that even Rodgers and Hart went over there to open up one of their shows on the West End first. And the story goes that they were driving in a taxi through London, and the taxi driver was so erratic and crazy and fast that he came to a sharp standstill, and Rodgers turned to Hart and said, "Oh, my goodness, my heart just stood still." And a light bulb went off on Larry Hart's, above Larry Hart's tiny little head, and he said, "That is a song." So we're going to hear My Heart Stood Still, a great Rodgers and Hart classic, played not by Rodgers, but by one of the great pianists, jazz pianists, who was such a big fan of the Broadway songbook, the one and only Errol Gardner playing My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you. tinkle on an old piano. I like to play it in a subtle manner. I get a lot of pleasure with those spanner keys underneath my fingertips. I love to sing a little tune that's mellow. I love to vocalize, it's nothing sweller. I love to have a supple melody just trickling off of my lips. A handful of keys and a song to sing. How could you ask for more than tickling the ivory, singing jive? I repeat what I said before.
What you say?
I love to tinkle on an old piano. I love to play it in a subtle manner. I know I'll always be the top banana with a handful of keys.
When my left hand bumps out bass notes, I'm halfway to playing that stride piano bit right there in between those bass notes. I play chords for that stride piano sound. There it is, that stride piano.
With a moving baseball song.
I can never be lonely. I got me everything that I please.
I feel good. I feel strong. Nothing bad can go wrong. Nobody else commands. But I'm holding these two hands. There's such a feeling, powerful feeling. Feeling with a handful of keys.
I like to tinkle on an old piano.
I like to play it in a subtle manner.
I get a lot of pleasure with those band of keys underneath my fingertips.
I like to sing a little tune that's mellow.
I like to vocalize, it's nothing sweet.
Indeed, that was the ebullient, unforgettable cast of the original Broadway production of Ain't Misbehavin', celebrating Fats Waller. I think there's a little bit of actual Fats Waller at the beginning of that cut, with a handful of keys. And that's what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, the great majesty and variety of the piano, and the various characters who went in and out of Broadway musicals who play the piano, as well as their creators. There's something I play a lot on this show in general. They're called cover recordings. That means another artist other than the original Broadway person has tackled it. And one of the jazz musicians who's devoted so much of his career to that, to the Broadway catalog, is Oscar Peterson. He put out signature albums of Porgy and Bess, West Side Story, My Fair Lady, Fiorello. He's the only major artist I know who covered Fiorello. And here, as a solo artist, he covers brilliantly, for my money, a song from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, Who Can I Turn to When Nobody Needs Me. Ladies and gentlemen, the artistry of Oscar Peterson. My. Well, I know who I can turn to when I want a Broadway tune played with sensitivity and grace, and that, of course, is Oscar Peterson. Broadway musicals have used characters of actual piano players since the very beginning, and one of the more successful iterations of that came in 1978 with the Neil Simon, Marvin Hamlisch, Carol Bayer-Sager musical, They're Playing Our Song. So we're going to turn to Robert Klein, who I think won a Tony. He did a fabulous job in that show as the avatar of Marvin Hamlisch, the piano player who's mourning his relationship with his girlfriend, who happens to be a lyricist, also happened in real life, in the hospital. And they use, I think, a very clever way of changing it up with some toy pianos. Here is Robert Klein asking Lucy Arnaz to fill in the words.
You play a C, you get a C. That's simple, that's easy. Then there was you, and there was me. Not so simple, not easy. I'm never quite able to say what I feel. I know that sounds absurd. The only way you can hear me is to listen to my song without words. That's what I'm feeling right now, and I'm writing this love song just for you to fill in the words. You were everything good. I know you love me. I just couldn't make us work out. And all I could do was leave it to you to fill in the words. Fill in the words. If I had the words, I'd have a song. And maybe it could tell me where I belong. With you I had the words for free. It's just in loving you I was losing me. I'm hoping you'll understand that until I can find those words for myself, will you fill in the words? Fill in the words.
Didn't know Robert Klein had that in him, did you? wonderful, charming, and sensitive performance from their playing our song. Earlier in the program, we played George Gershwin, who was considered to be the best composer pianist, or the best, most accomplished pianist among the great Broadway composers. Richard Rodgers, not so much. Cole Porter, not so much. But the general feeling is next in the rank after Gershwin was Cy Coleman, wonderful composer of shows such as Sweet Charity and On the 20th Century. And for a while he had his own jazz combo. So here is Mr. Coleman himself playing a great song from Little Me called I've Got Your Number, the Cy Coleman and the Cy Coleman Trio. I've Got Your Number, Cy Coleman, wonderful pianist and composer, playing a song of his own from Little Me. Well, we are celebrating pianos today on our I Love a Piano program here on Broadway to Main Street, and we're vamping, if that's the word, back and forth from characters in Broadway musicals who happen to be pianists, with great pianists playing great songs from Broadway musicals. Marvin Hamlisch was also one of the great accomplished composer pianist. He passed away, sadly, a little over a year ago. And they wrote in a character for the musical Sweet Smell of Success, who I think was a bassist or a guitarist in the original movie, and wisely changed him to be a pianist. So here is a song sung by Jack Noseworthy, but more worthy is the fact that Marvin Hamlisch is actually playing the keyboard on a song from Sweet Smell of Success, the Broadway musical. Here is I Cannot Hear the City.
I cannot hear the city. I cannot hear a sound. The roar and rush become a hush whenever you're around. The world beyond the window, the fury and the fuss grow distant now and fade somehow with us. And here inside this world you've let me see, it's simpler than we often let it be. I'll keep you safe and also set you free. I offer you, you. I offer you me. I cannot hear the city. I know must be there. The raging town is waiting down the stair. We'll make it vanish in the thin, thin this world you've let me see. It's simpler than we often let it be. I'll keep you safe and also set you. Cannot hear the city. I know it must be there. The raging town is waiting down the stair. We'll make it vanish in the thin.
Well, all of my listeners will know that tune. It's People Will Say We're in Love from Oklahoma. But the pianist you may not know, he's the extraordinary Fred Hirsch. He has reinvented so many great shows from the American musical stage into very thoughtful, meditative, and yet somehow still swinging and original renditions. That's from an album I love called Fred Hirsch Plays Rodgers and Hammerstein on Nonesuch. I encourage you to buy it or download it or enjoy it and to catch him at the Village Vanguard where he frequently plays. Well, we talked about piano players as characters in Broadway musicals. One great piano player composer is in the show that's now become very renowned, even though it was a flop originally, which is Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along. Perhaps you caught it in that sort of one-shot film presentation of the London production a couple of weeks ago. Here is Malcolm Getz in the revival of Merrily We Roll Along from the York Theatre playing the piano himself and playing the composer lead character from Merrily We Roll Along, Franklin Shepard, who learns there's a lot he has to do if he means to grow up. Here's Malcolm Getz.
Old friends, keep reminding me. Frank's old friends always seem to come through. Frank will too. So old friends, now it's time to start growing up. Taking charge, seeing things as they are. Facing facts, not escaping them, still with dreams, just reshaping them, growing up. Charlie is a hothead, Charlie won't budge. Charlie is a friend. Charlie is a screamer, Charlie won't bend. Charlie's in your corner. Mary is a dreamer, Mary's a friend, Mary is a nudge. Mary is a purist, Charlie's a judge. Charlie is a dropout, everything's a cop-out. Why is it old friends don't want old friends to change? Every road has a turning, that's the way you keep learning. So old friends, don't you see we can have it all? Moving on, getting out of the past. Solving dreams, not just trusting them, taking dreams, readjusting them, growing up. Growing up, trying things. Being flexible, bending with the road. Adding dreams when the others don't last. Growing up, understanding that growing never ends. Like old dreams, some old dreams. Like old friends.
Malcolm Getz as composer Franklin Shepard for Merrily We Roll Along. Our next great piano player, someone again who loves the Broadway songbook, is a fellow named Bill Charlap, and he has not only musical chops, but a musical pedigree. His father was Moose Charlap, who did some couple of scores, including Peter selections from the great production of Peter Pan in the 1950s. Here he turns his talents to a song from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which has just reappeared as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on the West End. And if anybody uses his piano skills to evolve pure imagination, it is Bill Charlap. I hope you enjoy this cut. I think it's terrific. The purely imaginative keyboard stylings of Bill Charlap, the great song from Willy Wonka. Well, we're winding up our I Love a Piano segment of Broadway to Main Street today with a character in a Broadway musical who happens to be a pianist, and more than that, he's an extraordinary pianist and influences the lives of everyone around him. And I am talking about Cole House Walker, the ragtime artist who is at the epicenter of the musical Ragtime. So we're going to hear a very important number in the structure of the show, played by Brian Stokes Mitchell, and then you'll hear Mark Jacoby and Maren Mazie and Audra McDonald. I mean, four people who are absolutely had this meteoric rise to the top of the Broadway mountain with one show called Ragtime. And how did that happen? It was all the special new music that came off the keyboard and off the fingers of Cole House Walker, as played by Brian Stokes Mitchell, score by Aarons and Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed our I Love a Piano segment of Broadway to Main Street, and let's hear how the music of the keyboard can inspire and enrapture just about everyone, everywhere.
change, caught in this strange new music. Say, was I away too long?
Just like the tune, simple and clear, I've come to hear new music. Why can't you hear the song?
His fingers stroke those keys, and every note says please, and every chord says turn my way.
I thought I knew what love was, but these lovers play new music,
haunting me, and somehow taunting me. My love was never half as true, and I ask myself, why can't I sing it true?
My life has changed, Sarah, you got to see, Sarah, we got a son, Sarah, come down to me.
You and your music singing deep in me, making nice to me, saying something so
I'm all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.